I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Ladysmith Black Mambazo has brought their joyful music from South Africa to the world for over half a century now, rising originally from the Iskotamiya Music of the Minds. In the past year, they've released two albums, Songs of Peace and Love for Kids and Parents Around the World Sharing, and also Shaka Zulu Revisited, both of which have received Grammy nominations, bringing the band to 19 Grammy nominations in their career. Ladysmith Black Mambazo will perform in the Jaqua Concert Hall in Eugene on Wednesday evening, January 24th. We're happy to have them return to the Selco Performance Hall of the KLCC Studios. Thanks for being here. Well, this is a bit of a sad day in a sense. Hugh Masekela passed away, another great South African musician as well. So can you just speak for a moment about what he means to you in terms of the music?
He means a lot to us personally, also for South Africa, because for us, he has been a light, especially when we travel from South Africa coming to America for the first time. So we know that our big brother is there, so we'll be safe.
What will you remember him for in terms of his message as well as his music?
I remember him that he was a man that who has a music that was empowering people, because he's from the background of apartheid in South Africa. He was a very a fearless person who was speaking his mind, and then he doesn't want to back down. So he was one of the fighters that who paved the way for our freedom.
Well, you bring your own music with a parallel spirit, I would say. So thank you so much for bringing it here. And what's the first song you feel like singing for us today?
The first song is called Nomatemba. It was one of the songs that he likes it a lot, because this is a song that it tells everyone that you have to have a hope in order to succeed.
Allah, we know so far.
Ladysmith Black Mambazo live in the Selco Performance Hall of the KLCC Studios, live in the Jaqua Concert Hall in Eugene tomorrow night, Wednesday, January 24th. Well, two albums came out this past year. One of them is a revisitation of Shaka Zulu, the first Ladysmith album to come out in the U.S. Why reapproach that music now?
Because we wanted to celebrate this 30 years of success of Ladysmith Black Mambazo. Because it's a big deal for the South African group to be around and then to tour. And then we just want to celebrate with the people that they show the love for us from the beginning. So now we said, let's redo the songs. And now we have a fresh voices, those who are leading the songs, Joseph Sands. So they did a wonderful job. And we were so honored that the album has been nominated for the Grammys.
How do you find, Albert, you were in the band then and you're in the band now. So how do you find the songs have changed over the period of those 30 years?
You know, the songs, they are growing, they are expanding. The songs, they became more matured. Sometimes I used to make an example of the you know, the wine, when the wine sits there, so it gets more tastier and more. is that what happens to Ladysmith Black Mambazo?
I would think it would also bring up thoughts about family as well. I mean, I know other musicians who, by exploring the music of their parents, have come to know their parents better. Have you seen that with Joseph Sons and the band in this process?
I saw that a lot, because that's what they do the most. And then sometimes they bring something that we never knew that is in the song. We said, wow, so they have been listening to us. So they said, you leave this, it's very important or sweet for the song.
And what does Joseph Shabalala have to say about the new versions of it as a proud father?
He's very proud. And then before we left South Africa coming to the tour, we went to see him and then we got his blessings. And then we sang some songs for him. And then he said, this is wonderful. This is what I was dreaming of when I dream of Ladysmith Black Mambazo, that they will do this kind of music sweetly.
Albert Mazibuko speaking for Ladysmith Black Mambazo live in the KLCC studios, live at the Shedd Institute tomorrow evening, Wednesday, January 24th at 7:30. What's the next song that you feel like diving into here today?
The next song is called Golgotha. It's a song that it's about to believe what you want to achieve. Have a belief and faith, so that's going to take you upward.
Ngizobambelela kusona
ngizokubambelela kusona
isiphambano
ngize ngizuzumqhele
wabambelela kusona
ngizokubambelela kusona
isiphambano
ngize ngizuzumqhele
wabambelela nami Nkosi yami
ngizokubambelela kusona
isiphambano
ngize ngizuzumqhele wami
msizile baba wami
benza ubonanini konke lokho kuhlose ungenzele wona
ngenyulile baba wami
benza ubonanini konke lokho kuhlose ungenzele wona
awubheki ikhaya
lami Linenhlanhla yami
inhlanhla
yami isekhaya lami
ekhaya
lami kunenhlanhla yami
ungeke
wayithola
wemngani
inhlanhla yami
amhasela wasangeni ijula
bekhaya lami
uvala
lusangeni
ijula
bekhaya lami
ungehlunyuko yifuna
ungene wayitho wemshenhlanhla yami
Smith Black Mambazo live in the Selco Performance Hall of the KLCC Studios, live at the Shedd Institute in Eugene tomorrow night, January 24th at 7:30 p.m. Speaking to the microphone, introduce yourself. One of Joseph's sons.
Yes.
So what is it, the experience like learning from your father to bring this music to the world?
When we were young, when we were kids, he used to teach us, more especially when he had a new song, he would wake us up early in the morning and rehearse the song with us before the older group, Ladysmith Black Mambazo. It was wonderful. It was my father is a very humble man. He's very wonderful. He never shouts. Even though when we were young, we didn't know what was it mean for him to teach us this kind of music because we thought it was his job. But when we grew up and asked us to join Ladies Black Mambazo, that is when we really understand what that was very, very important for us.
So music had a really important role in your childhood. And Ladysmith's new other CD, Songs of Peace and Love for Kids and Parents Around the World Sharing, is made for kids and parents.
Yes, we want to share, and we want also with this new CD, we want to teach the kids to start from their young age, that they need to love one another and respect one another. This thing of bullying at schools is not good. So it starts when you are a child, when you are a kid, you know, to love other people.
Do you have many reactions from kids themselves to the album so far?
Yes, it is still surprising us that even today when we perform in the shows, we have kids. We also do workshops to the schools. The kids respond very well, and it's wonderful. It's amazing.
Do you think childhood, it must be different in South Africa than it is in America. Do you have any good tips for us for raising better kids?
Well, because I've never been an American kid, but yeah. I think the kids are the same everywhere in the world. They are kids. They want to experience things. But us as parents, it's just to lead them and also try to encourage them to do good things.
Well, thank you for your encouragement in music and in life beyond that. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Ladysmith Black Mambazo live in the KLCC studios, live Wednesday evening, January 24th at the Jaques Concert Hall. You have one more song for us here?
Somebody sing,
hello, hello, hello.
Somebody say, somebody cry,
why, why.
Somebody sing, somebody sing,
hello, hello, hello.
Somebody say, somebody cry,
why, why.
Somebody sing,
Somebody
sing. Somebody sing.
Hello, hello, hello.
Somebody say. Somebody cry.
Why, why.
Somebody sing. Somebody sing.
Hello, hello, hello.
Somebody say. Somebody cry.
Why.
Kulumani.
Kulumani. Kulumani sizwe.
Singenze njani.
Baya chabula basithanda. Yo.
Ladysmith Black Mambazo with the classic Homeless, First Familiar from Paul Simon's Graceland CD. Ladysmith Black Mambazo touring behind their newest releases, Shaka Zulu Revisited and Songs of Peace and Love for Kids and Parents Around the World Sharing. They'll perform at the Jaqua Concert Hall of the John G. Shedd Institute for the Arts in Eugene, Wednesday, January 24th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets and more information at theshedd.org. Also see mambazo.com. Thank you so much for coming in to join us today. Thank you also to Tom Aslan on sound today and additional engineering assistance from Chris Heck and Angela Kellner. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.